FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. It's September 3rd, 2020. Well, in case you didn't realize it, there's an election coming up. And we've got riots. We've got protests. We've got mostly peaceful protests and fiery protests, but they're all peaceful. So you would think if you listen to CNN, which you probably don't, I certainly don't either. I want to get your opinion. Are the riots helping Trump or are they hurting him from a political standpoint? Not that he would want this to occur. Certainly not in his New York City backyard where he spent the better part of his career building the city up. So email us with your thoughts, kl@carrielutz.com. Our good friend, Dr. Gerard Lamera, is with us now, and you'll find him at greatnewsforamerica.com. His latest book is Real World Socialism. And I'm sure, Dr. Lamera, it's great to have you back. Real World Socialism, it's not an endorsement of that economic system.
No, the subtitle is Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy Sold by Using False Hopes and Deceit.
Well, that sums it up.
Idea. Yeah, that sums it up.
Hey, it didn't work for the pilgrims, and it isn't going to work for us, right?
Well, a year and a half ago, looking at the trends I saw, because I'm always looking ahead a couple of years on the trends, I saw the number one issue in the 2020 election, presidential election, would be socialism. That would be what the election was about. So I decided to write a book because I thought most Americans don't really understand socialism. I think this is the best book ever written on socialism.
All right. Well, now you've really piqued my curiosity. So I'm going to have to go check out the book and do a review on it. And I would have agreed with you up until Kenosha, when the riots really have taken center stage and really most of you out there just want them to stop, and you don't care how they stop. As far as you're concerned, Trump could send in the military. He's been very restrained doing it and effectively has left the burden on the blue state governors and mayors, blue city mayors, who haven't just been enablers. They've been partners with the rioters, with Black Lives Matters, Antifa, which traces its roots back to Nazi Germany in the 30s. Just look at their logo and compare them to the Antifa from back then. And really, it's become about personal security, law and order, hasn't it?
It is, but believe it or not, that's all socialism. Because the people who are bringing us the anarchy and violence are trained Marxists, and they're avowed, they have two purposes. They will tell you outwardly on tape. One is to get rid of Donald Trump. The other is to get rid of the Constitutional Republic in the United States. They're against it. They're for socialism. They hope to transform America into a socialist state. So the anarchy there is definitely related. The other big issue going on now, too, COVID-19, is also related to socialism, because that's largely what this country would look like if the government takes over and demands everything they demand. I mean, we'll look like the communist Chinese wearing our mask year-round, and we'll be dictated to by governors and others who tell us everything we can do or can't do. So it's all related.
Yeah, I will agree with that. But the actual issue of personal safety, of being able to shop on the streets without getting mobbed, of dining without somebody trying to force you to take a knee or do a power salute. I mean, this is out of hand by any measure.
It is. And it's all about peace and prosperity. Remember in my book, Great News for America, the four pieces of DNA in the American electorate of morality and government. This is things they must have. Morality and government, freedom, all of our freedoms, peace in their homes, in their cities, and in the world. They don't want to be at war. And prosperity. We want prosperity. Anarchy is basically dealing with our lack of peace. You know, that's the reason people are coming out and voting. And prosperity is related to COVID virus, and people want the prosperity back, and they're going to pick the person most likely to deliver prosperity, which is Donald Trump.
Hey, so when last we talked, the lockdowns were relatively new. We were hoping they would end by mid-May to early June, but now we're really bearing the brunt of it. What's your take on where the economy is heading as a result of it?
Well, we're about to get hit with a lot more problems. For example, the airline subsidies end around October 1st. We see United Airlines about to lay off 16,000 people in October. That's symptomatic of a lot of things that are going to go bankrupt. I've talked to restaurant owners who say, we've only got a short time left, we're going to be bankrupt. They can't make money. They can't turn a profit on 50% of their restaurants closed. And in some places, like California, you have to do things outdoors. You can't even have an indoor business. So I think we're heading for rougher times. I think Trump will try to pull some of it out. I think once we get the country back in order and allowed to open up, it's going to be a different world. But there's going to have to be a lot of pressure from people on their governors, blue state governors, to open things up.
Yeah.
This economy is not looking good. I mean, it's looking good in some ways. It's bouncing. It's trying to bounce. But we've got a big governor. You know the governors that used to run engines, that throttled on engines so they didn't burn out?
Yes.
The same thing. But here it's state governors throttling our economy.
Yeah, deliberately. So, and that's been a failing strategy for them as well, but they won't let up, will they?
They don't seem to be. In state after state, they've continued to renew these orders that were supposed to be temporary, and they're up to 6 months. Now we're starting to see major lawsuits taking place. Maybe some of the lawsuits will win. Fortunately, Trump has been, you know, involved in appointing over 200 judges and justices to the federal court system. That may help us a little. But a lot of this is going to go to courts, too, because people are fed up.
Yeah, the
and
courts
they're suing because they're going out of business.
The courts have been pathetic on this score. They've been of little or no use. They're just completely deferential to the executive, regardless how messed up and how corrupt these governors are. They don't seem to care. They're just letting them have their way. In certain states, like in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court struck down the governor's emergency powers. And there they kind of picked up. But for the most part, like here in Florida, I will say that the outdoor dining with the restaurants in Palm Beach County has actually saved them. And the takeout, a lot less of them are going out than I expected. But so many other places and states, and even in New York City, Comrade de Blasio has no intention of allowing in restaurant dining until next year. I mean, where do these guys get off? I don't understand this.
Right. That's why, believe it or not, your listeners may be surprised, New York State is in play. It's within the margin of error that Trump could win the state of New York. That's amazing to me, someone who looks at numbers all the time for elections.
Sure.
But the anger is so great. So
and the riots.
In New York.
The riots and the looting. Yeah, the looting.
And their lifestyle has changed. The lifestyle has changed. People are moving out.
In droves.
Great numbers. Yeah.
In droves. Now, I want to talk to you about the African-American, the black vote.
Sure.
So Trump got 8% of the black vote, which was, I think, double what McCain got and 15%.
Yeah, McCain got 4% in 2008. Trump got 8% in 2016. By the way, Hillary got 89% in 2016, which wasn't 92%. She lost some right there.
Yeah, and Romney, I think he got 6% maybe. He didn't do that much better than McCain. But now we've had the Blexit movement featuring Candace Owens, who's been extremely effective. We got Kanye West. I'm watching videos on YouTube of black people shouting down CNN for their depiction of mostly peaceful riots and fiery protests, somewhat fiery protests. I mean, if it wasn't so serious, Gerard, you know,
right.
If it wasn't so serious, you would laugh at it, you know?
Well, right now, we have legitimate polls. There are a lot of polls that I don't buy the numbers at all. I don't think they're really
AstroTurf.
Really altogether done correctly.
AstroTurf.
Scientifically.
Right? That,
yeah, exactly. But we have some legitimate polling that says that 35% of the electorate, of the black electorate, will vote for Trump. We have approval ratings.
Is that possible?
52%.
Can you believe that? 35%?
Well, no, my forecast model shows it's going to be higher.
Higher? Oh, my higher. God. Then this is existential.
That's going to make it a bigger landslide than I'm talking about right now, even.
It's worse than a landslide, though. It's the end of the Democratic Party as we know it, because a key faction of their coalition will have been fractured. And Trump has been out to do that from the get-go, right? He's been out to do it from the beginning.
What have you got to lose? Yeah. What have you got to lose is what he said in 2016. And they picked up on that thought, and they are developing it. And as I said, his approval rating is up to 52% amongst black Americans. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That is a sea change.
That is. And what about with Hispanics, too?
Very similar. Very similar. He's getting much higher numbers, and he's going to do quite well among Hispanics. And that essentially breaks up the identity politics monopoly of the Democrats.
And so much more. I mean, look, it's if they lose the blacks and they lose the big chunk of the Hispanics, and Hispanics aren't afraid to vote Republican, it's kind of over for them, isn't it?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Trilogy Metals is a world-class developer in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company already possesses 8 billion pounds of copper, 3 billion pounds of zinc, over 1 million gold equivalent ounces, and now over 77 million pounds of cobalt. Trilogy's Arctic project boasts an after-tax net present value of $1.4 billion with a 33% IRR. Trilogy is led by an experienced management team with proven success in discovering and developing projects in Alaska. The company is well capitalized, has no debt, and possesses strong institutional support. Trilogy trades on the New York and Toronto exchanges under the ticker symbol TMQ. To learn more, go to trilogymetals.com. That's trilogymetals.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Yeah, well, they actually fit well because there are many Hispanics who have ties, religious ties, and are pro-life. So they have a natural tendency to want to go in the direction of Trump on those issues as well, not just economic issues. So he's got a lot going for him. A lot of trends are moving in his direction for this election.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So voter fraud, they're going to be able to do it or not?
Well, there is going to be attempts at it, and there are a couple things going against it. One is I don't think they can do it in enough numbers to deal with an historically large turnout for Trump. But in addition, and you may not be aware of this or your listeners may not, Trump has put a lot of things in place to avoid programs he's put in place to avoid voter fraud. For example, they have an extensive training for election judges and poll watching training, and they have lawyers situated in key places. Although, in all honesty, we have to point out that Biden has hired 600 lawyers to litigate after the election.
No, Biden hasn't. His handlers have.
Well, Biden doesn't know.
How do they
campaign officially?
How do they put a guy like him up? Would you explain that one to me, please? Because I don't get it.
Well, it's called empty suit. You know, I mean, you put somebody up there who appears to be running for president, but there are handlers behind him who are really doing it. The interesting question is, who is really going to be elected if Biden were to be elected? It's certainly not Joe Biden. He's not all there.
I've said all along that he wasn't going to be the candidate. This is a case where it makes the emperor has no clothes look like a very understated affair.
Yeah, well, there are a couple of possibilities. One is, now that he's nominated, he could suddenly get COVID or get nervous before the debates and pull out and say he's too ill. And have Kamala take over, or they could have someone else take over, like Michelle Obama.
It won't be her. Not going to be her either.
I think
either.
She'd love to.
Well, I guess it would, if they get her in, the later they get her in, the better, the less disclosures they have to make. And that would turn on the base, obviously, because certainly creepy, sleepy Joe is no turn on to the base. He's not going to get people to come out for him.
No. And in fact, two of the variables I look at in the numbers are voter enthusiasm and voter intensity. And his voter enthusiasm is less than Hillary Clinton's in 2016 and also less than Mitt Romney's in 2012. So this guy's got a low voter enthusiasm. He also has low voter intensity. And voter intensity is a variable that measures if you say you're going to support the guy or the person, will you actually follow through and vote for him? His is so low, we don't know what percentage of people were saying yes to the pollsters, even the legitimate pollsters, let alone the fake polls, and that will actually follow through and vote for him.
Hey, and what about the, as they call them, shy, I love that, shy Trump voters?
They're not shy, they're just plain smart, because they don't want to tell anybody who they support. 77%, according to Cato, 77% of conservatives will not disclose who they are for. That tells you something right there.
Hey, well,
62% of all Americans are worried to tell people their political opinions.
For good reason.
That's bad, too.
Well, that's why I started October is National Lie to Your Pollster Month.
That's a good one. I love that.
Yeah, well, because my point is the polls should not be the news. They're not a news event, but they become the news. And the polls, rather than reflecting the public, are actually there to try to influence and change the public. So
I think a lot of them are.
So let's lie to our pollsters. Don't tell them the truth. And everything will work out okay.
If I use this around the country, can I give you credit for it?
Yeah, please. I would be honored if you would. National Lie to Your Pollster Month. I started last election, but it just never quite caught on. They throttled it on Twitter, and that was the end of that. But people, lie to your pollster. Do not tell them the truth. Tell them you're voting for Bernie Sanders. You know? They'll get a kick out of that.
That's right.
Or don't tell them anything. If you don't want to lie, I understand that. But a lie to a pollster is not like a lie to your wife or your spouse. It's a lie to somebody who's out there, an organization that's trying to warp and subvert the country. So don't feel guilty about lying to those people.
Yeah.
So
very good.
So let's look back at the riots, though. That seems to have been the, I had never heard it put this way before, the feather that broke the camel's back for Biden and the Democrats, huh?
Well, I think they're starting to see overwhelming evidence that their convention didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. And in fact, that one of the big issues is the fact that the working moms in the suburbs and that they were basically turning away from the Democratic Party. They thought they had them nailed, you know, that they were going to pick up all their votes. But instead, they don't like the idea that these riots are going on nearby cities and in some cases started to spread out to suburbs like Kenosha.
Yeah.
Kenosha is not a big town.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. And you're seeing a backlash of citizens, armed citizens, putting a stop to it in many places. And,
yes.
You know, we don't want violence, obviously, but if the police aren't going to do it, then somebody's got to do it. And to think that the argument of the left is you don't need a gun, give up your guns, because the police, they need a monopoly on force. And then the police don't show up to most of these riots. And then you're disarmed. And this makes sense how?
Right. And they don't show up for an hour or 2 hours after you call because they're essentially standing down.
Yeah.
Or you're defunding the police. You're going to eliminate the police. At the same time, you're going to eliminate all weapons from the citizenry. So what happens? Who manages civilization, or is there no civilization?
Anarchy reigns.
Anarchy is no civilization.
Yeah, anarchy. You know, there are anarcho-capitalists who believe if you just get rid of all government, everything's going to work out. Certainly, I'm not one of them. But you just have to look around where the places where they've tried anarchy hasn't worked out too well.
No, and over the history of the world, anarchy always leads to totalitarian dictatorship.
Correct.
Out of chaos comes one strong person who basically takes over.
Because somebody's got to run the show. In every culture, subculture, there's always a chief, even in, tribes. Somebody's got to make decisions for the group. And if you don't like them, if they don't like the chief, they kill them and they get a new one. But there always has to be a chief. And we're never going to get away from that as far as I can tell. So looking through here, Minnesota, is that a Trump? We check that off for Trump?
Yes. Okay. Gary, Minnesota.
All the states that Trump won in 2016 are going to go for him again?
Let me pull up my map. Look at the. I believe everyone. And of course, I gave him New Hampshire 4 years ago, and he lost by 400 votes.
Because there was fraud there, because they brought in all the people by bus there.
Well, they brought him in from Massachusetts, because in New Hampshire, they have a law that says if you're moving here, you can vote here, which I think is absurd. And they did a study on the 5,000 people who crossed state lines into New Hampshire.
None of them moved. Yeah.
None of them moved. No.
Yep,
they can check driver's license and things like that. So, Minnesota is red. Wisconsin is red. Michigan is red. Pennsylvania is red.
Interesting.
I pulled up my map.
What about New Mexico?
New Mexico swings to Trump.
Wow. So you can't even win New Mexico. And then there are no southern states. North Carolina, Trump?
Right now, 15 electoral votes for Trump, yes.
So what is what states besides the coasts is Biden winning?
Illinois, 20.
Right.
That's not on the coast.
Right. Okay.
The others that he wins are Vermont.
Right.
Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Jersey.
Maryland, Delaware.
Maryland.
Right.
Let's see. Delaware, 10 electoral votes blue. Right.
So what's he going to wind up with? D.C. is zero electoral votes.
Biden?
Yeah.
I give Biden right now 190 electoral votes.
That many,
With New York possibly going to lose that. So possibly 190 minus 29 if he loses New York.
And Oregon and Washington State. I can't believe that the majority of people in those states are really insane, right?
That's true. Well, that's true. I haven't moved them over to Iffy yet, but they may in the near future switch on my map.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be interesting here for sure. We're going to touch base with you before the election, get your final predictions. And don't forget, October is going to be National Lie to Your Pollster Month.
I love it.
Let's get a meme going here, right?
Sounds great.
All right. Hey, so let's go back. And your website is greatnewsforamerica.com. And just tell us the full name of your book.
The current book, the newest book, this year's book, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy Sold by Using False Hopes and Deceit. But the title is Real World Socialism.
All right.
And it's a great book.
All right. Well, check it out. And you can get that wherever fine books used to be sold. Hey, it's always great to have you on. And Dr. Lamera, we'll talk to you again real soon.
Great to be on your show.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.